Hey, you. Long time no seeing, huh? I'm so sorry for missing our weekly FaceTime meetups for the past. Well, we both know I can count that high. God blessed me with good looks, and you with the brains. Man, seriously though, it's been a long time since we talked, so yeah, I decided to send you this DVD as an apology and to fill you in how I've been doing all this time. Well, so filming's been going well. The business is booming with my production company, and I just walked the red carpet a few days ago on my latest box office success. How awesome is that? I also bought this new house and finally mastered the native tongue around here. Thank God, it was so hard. Well, oh, speaking of, let me show you the view around my house. Okay. So, hey, just look at this gorgeous view. I'm right by the ocean. The salty smell of the water and the cool breeze that come in and hit just right whenever I'm on the patio. And those trees that provide excellent shade. It's all so perfect. I wish you were here to experience all this with me. Oh, and look, the beach restaurant down to the left, right there, it has the single best baked salmon I've ever had. I swear it. I literally order there every night. Really, it's that good. So, oh, hey, here. And if you turn to the right, see those? Over in the distance? Mountains. Freaking mountains. They're so perfect to sky down and climb. Yeah, that's right. I can finally cross climb the mountain off of my bucket list. Yeah, I had to do it in order to finalize a deal with this one eccentric movie producer. He actually wanted to roll back down the mountain, but luckily we convinced him to take a rain check on that. Some people, no. But yeah, enough about me. This DVD is really supposed to be about you. Okay, look, I want to apologize for just leaving you high and dry for so long. I came here just to film, expand my production company, and to get more involved with the people and the culture. And as a result, things went a little too well. I've gotten too busy. I shouldn't make time for you. You're the only person I've known for this long outside my parents. And some childhood memories are like a haze, but I can't easily remember every single one that involves you. Like, remember the one time during Mrs. Robinson's class in the first grade when I stole the glass frog because I was so enamored with it? And you took the blame telling Mrs. Robinson that you let him out of the tank and he hopped right out the window? I swear to this day, I'm still amazed at how you timed your calls perfectly to mask all of his crocs. Or what about that one time when we went to that indoor carnival just a few days before our middle school graduation? I had the worst luck getting tickets while you were practically making the games run all of them. Even though you were working so hard to get that expensive art set, you instead used your tickets to get me the limited edition PS3. And the fact you did it without any hesitation made me feel so guilty, even though you said that you'd get it later. You never get that sad, did you? But I will never forget our senior prom when we gave each other our first kiss. I know we decided to only do that if we haven't been kissed by then, but to be honest, I purposefully kept my first kiss just for you. And even though I was happy to see you get into the relationship, I was secretly hoping that it was me you were dating. Because I love you. I'm in love with you. I always have been. I love your bright, warm eyes that would light up every time you get inspired by something, or even you get excited about something you were looking forward to. When we meet up, I always get lost looking in your eyes and seeing all those hopes and aspirations you had in them. The brightness would never go away whenever we hang out, even if something upset or hurt you. I really appreciate that. It helped inspire me to stay positive, no matter what. I also love the way you laugh and how it was infectious and just so full of pure joy. Every single time I was mad or depressed, you never failed to cheer me up by telling me a bad pun and then laugh your head off so much that I couldn't help but laugh too. I swear, I sometimes hated you that you would never let me feel angry or sad and always brought a smile to my face. There's so many more things I love about you as well. Like the little grin you make whenever you get exactly what you wanted, and how you make those cute little duck lips when you deep in thought. Your selflessness and attention to detail. How you always looked for others and made sure they were good before you focus on yourself. I loved you for so long now, but even though I felt a mutual spark between us, I was just so hesitant on saying anything because our friendship was doing so well and I didn't want to ruin anything. I'd always think to myself, what if we go through a terrible fight and then break up and never speak to each other again? Not having you in my life would be really, really painful. I know that because not having you here with me these past couple of years had been downright excruciating. Especially this past year, because lately I've been thinking about you so much. One day during a business meeting, I just started randomly daydreaming about a life with you, and it made me feel so warm inside, so complete, and so needy for you. And just this past week, I was having dinner with my publicist and a couple of friends. The topic of what we considered a perfect partner came up. And as I was describing what qualities I'd want in mine, I realized that I was just describing you. Even when I dream, it's about a life with you. It's gotta be a sign. And that's when it hit me. I want you in my life again. I need you in my life again. It hurts too much that I'm so far away from you and that I can't be by your side like how we always were. And that's why I created this DVD, to express to you how much I love you and want you and how much I'm spending time doing anything with you. There's something else I want to tell you, but, you know, I think I saved that for the time when we met in person the next time. Yeah. But before I go, there's one more thing I want to tell you. Did you see the date written on a DVD? If I timed it correctly, it should be the day that you get this in the mail. And it should be also the date where I left you a surprise right behind you. So, go ahead and turn around. Hey. Long time no see, huh? Well, I am glad to see my spare key still works. Oh man, I miss this. You always get the best hugs. And I have a surprise for you. Close your eyes. Ta-da! It's that art set you've always wanted. Do you like it? You love it? Oh, really? I'm so glad. It really does feel good to hug you again. Oh my. To feel you again, to look into his eyes and see that cute little grin of yours. So, you watch the DVD. I'm glad. And now that you know my true feelings about you, I feel ashamed to have hidden that for so long. We could have been living together and in love already. Yeah, you always knew what to say to cheer me up and silly. Remember near the end of the video where I said there's something else I wanted to tell you, but I saved it for when we met in person? Yeah, well, here it is. I want you to come back with me. No pressure, of course. Yes, I'm serious. Do you think I made a convoluted plan where I make a video confession, mail it to you, and then time it to where I arrive back here the same time you've been watching it just for my health? Seriously, come back with me. We can travel the world like you've always wanted. We can go to any event that you want, go on shopping sprees, and get you anything you can dream of, and you would be able to rub elbows with all the celebrities. Plus, you haven't been stopped smiling since you've noticed me behind you. I know that mutual spark is still there between us. I knew it. I knew it. But like I said, no pressure. If you don't feel comfortable coming back with me, I understand and will completely respect your decision. We could just instead starting doing our weekly FaceTime calls again. So, what do you say?